Le nouveau directeur administratif du comté de Lac-la-Biche est entré en poste. Alors que le comté remerciait l'ancien directeur en juin, Manny Deol a été nommé en poste lors de la réunion du conseil du 26 septembre. Depuis, M. Deol travaille à établir ses priorités en partenariat avec les conseillers du comté.
My first priority is basically to see what the council's main priorities are. And so the economic development seems to be council's main priority, and also making sure that our financially we are really very responsible.
Monsieur Diol est très optimiste quant au projet pouvant se réaliser à Lac-la-Biche. Ayant occupé le poste de directeur administratif dans la ville de Drayton Valley pendant plusieurs années, il dit reconnaître le potentiel d'un endroit. Il s'avoue particulièrement orienté vers la scolarité.
Other priority is the college. The college is a main pillar for economic growth, like training of nurses. Or other areas to expand the college so that it can keep our hospital open. We look into tourism and hospitality industry so we can train that there. Hopefully we can get the lake, usage, which is really, this is admirable lake. There's nothing north of Edmonton. I sometimes think Lac-la-Biche is the jewel of the North.
Alors que le gouvernement provincial vient tout juste d'annoncer un investissement de 1,8 million pour le collège Portage, M. Diol assure avoir un plan plus grand pour l'établissement.
Well, that's really good, but I think in order for this college to we got to go expand further. So this will really help, but we'll have a bigger plan for this college, because this college is going to serve a great need, even for indigenous programs, tourism programs, health programs. Peace officers training is already underway. So, and what else they're doing, we'll like to really work together in partnership with the college.
Monsieur Diol explique avoir fait construire un collège à Drayton Valley alors qu'il en était directeur administratif pendant plusieurs années. Il n'a cependant pas reçu le même appui de la communauté qu'il voit ici avec le collège Portage.
And then when I came here, it's so beautiful. I saw the hospitality and training area. And second thing was, very few communities have a college, and this community has a college. So it has a potential unlimited for growth. And that's, I think we want to make that happen. And it has beautiful recreation center, beautiful pool is coming in. And I think people are, of course, very friendly.
Le nouveau directeur administratif est d'ailleurs très positif quant à son nouveau rôle en général. Souriant, il explique qu'une bonne attitude peut surmonter tous les défis.
Well, if you concentrate your energies towards the positive things, the challenges you can overcome. First, community has to get together that this is where we're going. We gotta have a vision of sustainable growth. And once we have that, then people come on board. I have seen that people really want, everybody wants something for themselves, but we gotta put that in a pot together to see what we want as together as a community.
Il a confiance que les ressources du comté sont une mine d'or, un bijou dans ses propres mots.
But I think this is a jewel of the North, and we can make something happen. So I came here to make a difference, to help build this community with this council, and create some jobs so we are prosperous and sustainable.
Il termine en assurant que le soutien de la communauté est primordial pour le comté. Il se dit très ouvert aux suggestions.
Of course, without community support, we can't do anything. We want the community to feed us what kind of, like any ideas they have. Anything which is not working, I think we have communications department, we have mayor and council. We also, they can reach us any which way to say what we're going to do so we could all be happy in building, be all together in building this community.
Camille Dany, Boreal FM pour l'initiative de journalisme local.